Yevamos Perek Yud Gimel Mishnah Dalad 13:4. So the Mishnah says, building on what we said in the previous Mishnah, Hamima Enes Beish, if a woman rejects her husband, she's a minor, she was married only rabbinically, Hu Muter Bekrovoseh Vehi Muteres Bekrovav, he now can marry, let's say, her sister or her mother or her whatever, her relatives that would otherwise be forbidden to him if she had been his ex-wife, because you can't marry your ex-wife's sister or mother, but you, in this case, this woman doesn't have a status of being an ex-wife, because Miun retroactively makes it as if they never were married, and that being the case, he could marry her relatives. And similarly, she, vihi muteres bekrovav, she could marry his relatives, meaning she didn't ever have a status of being married to him, and therefore she could marry his brother, or his father, or his son. Similarly, velo psala minakahuna. She's not considered a divorcee at all if she does miyun, and that being the case, she's not invalidated for marrying a kohen. Kohanim, of course, can't marry grushos. She's not a grusha. She's not a zona. She's not a nothing. She is permitted to marry anyone she wants, including a kohen. Nasan la get. However, if the husband gave her a get instead of, so I mean, he got rid of her instead of she getting rid of him, so to speak. So now she's a divorcee, who aser b'krovoseh, and therefore forevermore he'll be forbidden to marry her relatives. He can't marry her sister or her mother, etc., because of the prohibition of marrying one's ex-wife's sister, etc. Now, that, of course, that's just that they're abundant because their marriage is rabbinic in nature, but that's enough to make it that he can never marry her relatives. And similarly, v'hi asura b'krovav, she can't marry his relatives, so once she's divorced from him, she can't marry his brother or his father, etc. Upsala min hakahuna. And more than that, she becomes now invalidated from ever marrying a kohen because she has the status of being a grusha. We're treating the marriage as if it was real. Of course, it's just rabbinic, but the point is, therefore, her divorce makes her into a grusha, and she can't marry a kohen. Now, the next part of our Mishnah is predicated on the idea that there's an Isser d'oraisa called Machzir Grushaso. A person may not remarry his ex-wife, whom he divorced, if she married someone in the interim. So that means, if Mr. A is married to his wife and then he divorces her, anyway, I'm not talking about children here, a regular marriage, he divorces her, he could take her back again, assuming he's not a Cohen, because then she'd be divorcee. But a regular person, non-Cohen, could divorce his wife and then remarry that same wife. However, if he divorces his wife and then she marries somebody else, and then that Mr. B divorces her, or even if he dies, and this woman's back on the market, she may never again marry Mr. A, her first husband, because that's the Isser called Machzir Grushaso, to remarry your ex, to your divorcee, your ex-wife, after she'd married someone else in the interim, based on Pesukim. So now, we're going to watch the interplay between Miun and Get in the context of this girl who's not Bas Mitzvah. The Mishnah says, Nasan la Get, if he divorces her, meaning he is the husband, she is the minor, she accepts a get from him, vehechzira, and then she comes back and marries him a second time. We said that's permitted because she didn't marry anybody else in the interim. And that second time, me'anabo, she does miun, to reject him. So we said that miun makes it as if they never married from the outset, and that being the case, so that makes it such that, v'nisis la'acher, if after doing miun, even though she had a previous get before that, Mr. A, she goes, v'nisis la'acher, she marries Mr. B, v'nis armelo and isgarsha, and then Mr. B leaves her, he dies, leaving her as a widow, or divorces her, muteris la'achser lo, she's allowed to go back to Mr. A, even though Mr. A had divorced her previously. Why? Because the miun, which happens subsequent to the get, the miun which happened after the get, that undoes the marriage from the beginning, because the basic lumdus is miun says this is a child and the child's acts aren't binding and therefore the marriage never happened. So it can't be that we're saying if first was a get and there was a miun, both to the same person, we can't say that the second time didn't count because she's a child, unless of course say the first time didn't count either because she was a child back then also. She was even younger back then. She's more of a katana. That being the case, if she does miun second, even after a get, we say that the whole marriage never happened. Therefore, the get never happened. The get was a charade. And that being the case, she's not a divorcee. She's not married for divorced from him. And therefore, if she marries Mr. B, when that marriage ends, she can go back to Mr. A because they were never married. So he's not being machzir grusha. So he's not taking back his divorcee. after she married somebody else because she's not considered a divorcee because we undid the marriage from the beginning. Therefore, we undermined and undid the possibility of having a get in the first place. On the flip side, if the order's reversed, me'anabo, first she rejects him, doing miun. Now she's a totally unencumbered girl. And then vehechzira, then he marries her back again. But again, the marriage back is, again, this rabbinic marriage. She's still a minor, so she accepted it, or if we need her mother or brother to do it, so then they got them back together. Now she's married to him. Vinasan la get, but then he divorced her with a get. The second time, the first was a miun, second time was get. So now she's at least rabbinically his ex-wife, divorcee. She's a divorcee. And then vinisis la acher, if she marries Mr. B, vinis armala onas garsha, and then Mr. B dies or divorces her. So then, since she has been divorced from Mr. A, asura lachsarlo, she can never go back to Mr. A again. Again, the basic difference is if the miun happens first and then the get, so the get's binding. If the miun happened after the get, we say the miun undermines even the original marriage, when she's all the more so a minor, because we're saying that miun says, and this lambda is kind of important for the next Mishnah, the miun says she's only a child, she can't get married. So therefore, if she can't get married the first time, she can't get married, the second time, she for sure can't get married the first time, and the marriage is nothing, the get's nothing, therefore she's free to marry somebody else. And the Mishnah says, Zeha klal, the principle is, like I just spoke out, get acher miun, if get came after miun, asur lachsarlo, and then she married someone else in the interim, she can never go back to him, because the get is binding. But miun acher get, if she got she did miun with this Mr. A after getting a get from him, then muteris lachsarlo, she could go back to him later on, even if she married someone in the interim. So you'd ask, wait a second, this is Zeha klal, this principle is what we just said, there's no innovation, no chiddush, from what we had in the first half of the Mishnah. So the answer is, the small innovation is, let's say she went back and forth a bunch of times. So she was divorced, and then she was miun, then she was divorced, then she was miun. She went back to this guy 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times, the same Mr. A. So then, how do we look at it? The answer is, whatever came last. If last was miun, all the previous divorces don't count. She can marry him again afterwards. If the last was get, so then she's a divorcee, and she can never marry him again if she marries somebody else.